Okay, let's get started with Yuma Daf Ayin Ches. Yuma Ayin Ches, and today we're going to talk about one of the Inuyim, as is discussed here, and that is Ne'ilas Hasandal. Ne'ilas Hasandal, which is on today's Daf. So the Mishnah told us already, as we know, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, at the beginning of Perek Yom HaKippurim, the various Inuyim that we have, eating and drinking, are obviously Da'araisa with Kareis, and the other ones are Machlokas, whether they're Da'araisa without Kareis, or whether they are Darabanan, Ba'aliyah Tosfos, the Rambam, Tosfos Yeshanim, the Rush. But the other ones are listed in the Mishnah, Rechitza, washing, Sicha, anointing, smearing, Ne'ilas, hasando, wearing shoes, Tash, Bishamita, and husband and wife being together. Ne'ilas Hasando, we spoke, the Chashu Yechemeh discusses on the Mishnah back there on Daf Ayin Gimel, whether shoes are even muksa, tiltul na'alayim, whether the muksa on Yom Kippur. So one would probably say that they are not muksa on Yom Kippur because they could be used if one has to travel, one has to walk, and if one used for shoes, just for protection. But there is the Isser of Ne'ilas Hasando. So the Gemara on today's Daf discusses how far does this go? What materials of shoes are usur? So can you use sham? Sham is another type, like a reed type of shoe, where you tie some reeds for the buckle and for the back. So can you wear that on Yom Kippur? So Amar Rav Yisrael bar Nachmeni al Raglav Amar Ani Reisis Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I saw Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shiyatzav Sandals Shal Sham Yom Kippurim. Forget having a shear about it. I saw him wearing sandals of Sha'am on Yom Kippur. V'yamina le b'tayin ha'sibur ma'ay. And I asked him, what about on a tayin ha'sibur? On the fast days that there are nigzar for the rain, the Gemara and the Mishnayis and Mesechas Tainis, that some of them are also b'dilas sandal. Amalei lo shnai, says that mutter. The fast days are no more chamor than Yom Kippur. Amar Abba Bar Chana, ani reisias Rabbi Elazar de bin Ninvei shiyatsa b'sandal shal sham b'tainis sibur. The other way, I saw him wear it on a tainis sibur. V'yamina le b'yom haKippur mai amalei lo shna. So they said, there's no difference, right? One could wear these sandals of Sha'am without any problem. Rav Yehuda Nafik b'tehitni. Rav Yehuda used to wear hitni. What's hitni? Rashi says a type of Sha'am, a type of these reeds. Abaye Nafik b'tehutzi. Hutzi is a type of, again, Rashi says kapos tamarim, made out of tree branches. Rafa Nafik b'tekule, also a type of of palm branches. Rav Barfuna, Korach Sudra Akare Venafik. He just wrapped a handkerchief around his foot and he went out with those. Either way, all these type of makeshift shoes, one is allowed to wear on Yom Kippur. So if the Gemara stops there, okay, so all mutter. So what's usur? What's usur? So, as we know from elsewhere, at least leather shoes. Those are the, ultimate na'al in the Torah, but up until here in the Gemara, it seems like all the other materials are mutter. So the Gemara asks from a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. Interesting, we're comparing Yom Kippur to Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us that a kiteya, someone who has an amputated leg, could go out with his pretend fake leg on Shabbos. That's not called a masar, Meir says. Rabbi Yossi says it's asur, but they both say that it's asur to go out with it on Yom Kippur. So we assume in the Havamina here, why is it asur to go out with it on Yom Kippur? A wooden leg, which is like a wooden shoe, is that because of Inui? Is that because of the Ne'ilas HaSandal? So Abaye says no. Amar Abaye Hasan, this be ketitin umishum tainug. It's not that it's a minnow, but it's an enjoyable action. Sounds like we discussed this a few days ago about the purpose of Inuyim, and maybe this is a tainug that you're not supposed to have on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks, Rava says, if it's not a shoe, so ketitin mashvile mana, does it get the status of a shoe because it has some cushions? And then the Gemara asks the more fundamental question, called tainug de la minalhu b'yom kippur miyasur. What is any tainug asur? Right? Didn't we have back on Amud Aleph that some of the Amoraim used to cool themselves with various materials? Rav Huda mitzani b'kra, Rava mitzani b'yanuka, right? We had all these other tanoim that allow themselves to have some tainug on Yom Kippur. So what does that mean? So the Gemara goes through After all, Rabbi Rafuna, he wrapped the handkerchief on his foot, Vinafik. So the Gemara's Maskana, skipping a couple of lines, Ela Marava, and this is the issue, how to understand this line. La'olam tekuli ala minhalhu, really, everyone agrees that the wooden is a minhal, and the machlokes, meaning that's outside of that Mishnah, right, don't compare Yom Kippur to Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, it seems like it is a minhal, u'b'Shabbos pa pligi, the machlokes is by Shabbos. Marasavar gazrina, dilma mishtamit va'asila suya dalanamus, one is worried that it might come off, he might take it off, and he might carry it for Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Umar Sover Lokas Rinan, and the other opinion says, we're not Gozer Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. That is the Machlokas about Gzeira Shema. But it is a Min'al. So how do you read this Maskana? How do you read this Maskana? Seems to be, the Rishonim say, three different ways to understand. So Rashi reads the Gemara Kipshuto, right? When the Gemara says, L'kuli Alma, everybody agrees the wooden shoe, the wooden foot is a Min'al. So Rashi says, yeah. La Maskana, wood has the same status as leather. Both of those are the problematic type of minhal for Yom Kippur. Leather and wood, but not other materials. Other materials are okay. That is Shitas Rashi. If you look in other Rishonim, if you look, the Ran summarizes this these three Shitas. The problem with Rashi is that if you look in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Beis, the Rishonim point out that if you use a, where else do you need a shoe in halacha? By chalitza, you need a halachic sandal. So chalitza, b'sandal shell, eight, sham, siv, all different materials work according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara seems to link all the materials. Wood is not something different than other materials that are non-leather. Okay, but that's just Rashi. Look in the Balamar here in Yuman Dav Beis, in the Dafi Arif, and the Ran expands and explains the Balamar, any material. Sadla Dafka wood. All materials, oral materials are included in the Yisr. Says the Ran Vaharaz Halevi Cholik Bedavar. Right, he argues, we should do Gemara Akshinon, that our Gemara asks from the Mishnah of Kitea Yotzi Bekav Shalo, de Kasavar Minhalhu, Reb Yossi Oser Mishum de Lav Minhalhu, Vavimashi Mana, Vatani Allah, Beshavin, Shasavo, Miyama Kippurim, Klomar, Afilu, Reb Yossi, de Oser Beshavis, de Alma, Svirale, de Lav Minhalhu, even Reb Yossi, who says you can't wear it on Shabbos because it's not a Minhal, Moda Shasavo, Tesbo, Miyama Kippurim. Right, agrees that on Yom Kippur you can't, but everybody agrees on Yom Kippur. So Balamar says that holds up the Maskana. Alma, the Ron explains the Balamar, call midi de megin usser. Anything that protects the shoe, protects the foot, is going to be usser. That is a chumr gedola, ni'ilas a sandal, means any sandal. Any sandal. The Ron says, we don't hold like that. Nikot haiklala biyadcha, shirashi sal sover, shel eitz min al mikri. Ven yosubo biyamakipur, mavomidi achrini, lav min al ninu viyotzimhen. Everything else will be mutter. Varaz alevi sal sover, dekulu min al ninu, viyasiri. That is Rashi versus the Balamar. And then we have what Rov Rishonim say. What he says is the Rif, but it's the Mochamas and others that we don't even go as far as Rashi. If it's not leather, then it is not minhal. That's what, if you look in the Rif just quotes this Gemara of all this, the Rif quotes this question of Ma'alatis Besamlo Shal Sham, and we quote all the Rif quotes all these stories that they're mutter. Right, the Rif quotes Rav Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yehuda, went up at the Hitni, Abai went up at the Hutzi, period. Just quotes those stories. Doesn't quote the whole Shakla Vitaria afterwards, but sounds like those prove that it's mutter. According to the Balamar, Lamaskana, you can't bring any riots from those stories. But Pashtus, the Rif quotes those stories, Pashtus, to tell us that it is mutter. And that is what we hold, that's what the Torah says in Tafresh Yadalan, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. We paskin, right? Only leather shoes are problematic. Tough Reish Yudalid Sif Beis Aser Linol Sandal O Minol Shel Or, any type of sandal or shoe of leather. So that is what is a sandal of Or or a minol of Or. Afilu Kav Hakitea V'Chayotzebo Afilu Shel Eitz Umuchupe Or Aser. Right. If anything is covered with Or, does not have to only be made exclusively with Or. Even if it's covered with Or, it is Aser. Avol Shel Gemi Oshel kash, if it's made of reeds or made of some type of straw, oshel beged, oshel sharminim, mutter afil lasis pamlum shesarabim. It's mutter even wear them out into the street, it's not a problem of ni'ilas asantel. Mishnah Berurah, dekol she'eno shel or, eino nikra minol elamalbush. If it's not made of leather, it's not minol. If you're wearing something, it's a malbush, but it's not minal. The yeshme achronim, the Leo Rabba, shemachmirin bishal eitz, afilu enem achupe'or. Who's that? Rashi. Based on Rashi, there are those that are makbet about eitz. The chen yesh machmirin bishal latzis b'minal ha'asui milavadim. Shkorin valik, right? A type of comfortable material, ba'asui k'minal shalanu, v'u megin al haregel, v'eno margish klashu yachaf. There are those that are machmir, like the balamor, that, You don't even realize that you're barefoot, which seems to be part of the issue of Nidos Asando, Vala Bechal Inuyu. And it's not Inuy. Well, if he's a what then, Kalashin, Shalguma Yishla Hachmir. Vihine, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afshin and Limchos Biada Makilin, Achare Shal Shulchan Arach, Verov Achruna Makilin Bezeh, even though Meikra did his mutter, Mikal Mako, Misha Efsherlo, Nachon Lahachmir, Bazev Lalech, Ban Pilo, Shal Beged Kinahu. It's better not to wear shoes, says the Mishnah Berurah. Achin, imzorach latzeis achuz, if you have to go outside, obviously, you're going to walk in the mud. Nafash sheyotzer sheyobash ilu alavadim, zechumer dasli dekula. So wear these, right, that which are mutter, meikar adin, masheke ilu sheim rak mishum chumer. So at least you can wear the ones that are not ours. That's what we paskin. Interesting, the Ram, though, has a kasha. The Ram has a kasha on this shita of Rov Rishonim. And that is, if we say that it doesn't have the status of a minhag, doesn't have the status of a shoe for Yom Kippur, then how are you allowed to wear it out on Shabbos? Right? Or Yom Kippur, Shi Shabbos Shabbos. So we're assuming that Yom Kippur is the same halachas. If you say Erev Vahutzal Yom Kippur, which is what we paskin, so then why do we say that you're allowed to wear it out on Yom Kippur, Mitzad Hotzah? Fine, it's not Inuy, but once you say it's not a minhag for Ne'ilas HaSandal, shouldn't it be not a minhag for Shabbos, then it should be a masa, and it shouldn't be able to carry it out? That's the Ron's kasha. Akati hechi nafki behu hani rabbanon. Tekiba de lo havi minhag masuyhu. Vasu lazisbo. V'kaimel on the yesh erev otzav yom kippurin. So he says in Achinami, the Ramban in Masechta Shabbos says, you're right, you can only wear it inside. But the Ron himself says, no. There's a difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Kippur. Even if for Hilchos Yom Kippur it's not a minhag, but for Hilchos Shabbos it doesn't mean that it's a masa. It's not a halachic minhag for Yom Kippur. Maybe it's a minhag for Shabbos. Maybe they're different definitions. Or maybe, as we saw the lashon just now, maybe it's a malbush. Even if it's not a minhag, it's not a masa. So that's the Ran. Aval didi lo kasha. Dechia mina demidi delav minhag havi masui va'aser latzisbo. When do we say that something that's not a minhag is automatically a masui, a burden, something extra, and you can't go out with it on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, on imili b'Shabbos? Tekiva de minhag muterbo kol midi delo havi minhag havi lemasui va'aser latzisbo. On Shabbos, if something is not a minhag on your foot, so that's a problem. But there's a much wider definition of minhag on Shabbos. Avo b'yom ha'kippurim shahamin al asur v'darkan shal b'nei adam latzeis ba'osan haminim lo avi masui ela k'min al havi lahu yoma. Right, it's okay. It's okay. Right, the Minchas Chinuch, fascinating, says in the other way. If you do violate, Minchas Chinuch says, let's say you violate the Isra of Nilas HaSandal, which according to many Rishonim is the Rabbanan. Let's say it's Dravana, and if you're violating that, but then he says if you go out with that, so then maybe that's going to be a problem of Masa, because it's Usur. And if something's Usur, so then maybe there's an Isser of Hotza on that. He quotes the Ran. The Menachas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel Osida quotes the Ran. And then he says the opposite. V'nir lani is daiti. Dim noel minol ha'asur b'yam ha'kipurim kugon shel or chutz masha over Isser dinilas ha'sandol im yatsa bober shuzarabim chayev chatos. Unbelievable chiddush. Right, not only if I wear a shoe on Yom Kippur, it's not only that I'm violating Yom Kippur, ni'ilas ha'sandal, if I wear a leather shoe, delav ma'abushu alamasui. Lefis faris Rashi be'ervin tzadiyeh, right, based on the Rashi and Ervin, delaman da'amar Shabbos man tefillin hu, im lovesh yoser mizug, if I'm violating Bal Tosif, then I'm also going to violate masui, because I'm violating an avera, makes something into a masa. Im kein chazinon to ha'isr mashvi kamasui, says the Minchas Chinuch. In kein, ha'chanami kiva dilas asandal asur, lo mi bayla sovrim. Even if you say that dilas asandal is a rabbanan, lo mi bayla sovrim to isr torah befadeh chashuk kamasui. If you say that it's asudar raisa dilas asandal, for sure it's a masui, he says, el afilu lamadamar dehu mi derabbanan, after the gamish of the rabbanon, kiva de asru lohavi kamal boshvu masui kim kain asru lotsis ben minol kazev yom kippurim v'chayav lov kal masui
gamur. That's what he says. Al-Kain, he says, be tell, warn people. Yeish lahazir ma'or lahamon. Shechutz she'ovrim be'isim yilas asandol. Od hochim be'makomo she'asir lahotzi. Who is your gamur? Ve'si b'chur ha'bechina. I didn't focus on this as much as I can, but he says, Naveira makes it into a masri. Similar idea said by the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in the beginning of Arachayim. Prima Gadim Nilchasitzis. Hilchasitzis, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. We had a lum this year about this way back in Nisefa Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, Arba in Simin Yud Gimel. Arba Tzizyos Ma'akvin Zezeh. Right, all four Tzizyos are Ma'akiv. Shekozman She'in Ba'akola Arba Einim B'siyesas Gelchasa. If somebody doesn't have all four, then it's not called a kosher tzitzis. V'hayotzi Bal Rishis Aram B'Shabbos Chayachadas. If you go out into the street on Shabbos with a pasul beged, right, a tzitzis with only three, Chayachadas. Because that's not tzitzis, right? The taz vavile masui, and it's a masui. The ein lomar debata lagabe beged de chashivi heim lagabe shedaito lahashlam aleihem. Kakas of Beis Yosef shematosus. That's what we discussed in the Rambam. That it's not batal to the beged if it's on, even though if you have general little strings on a beged that are hanging out, that would be batal to the beged. But here, if it's mitzad tzitzis, then it wouldn't be batal to the beged. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Look at the Mishnah Berurah up. I'm sorry, Mr. Broad. The Magen Avraham, well, first the Shulchan Aruch base. Im mutziyetzas kel chasa, if it's a proper pair of tzitzis, mutu lazis b'lo shesur habim, then you can go out into the street with it. That's not called a masa. Bein betalas katan, bein talas gadol. Afilu bizman hazein shein lo netchelas. Even if we don't have tchelas, so we can't do the mitzvah in full, but still, you can go out with it, even for a talas katan. The Magen Avraham discusses, kasa tshuvas maharam, mifalpel im rashoy latzeis betalat kanfos katan, She'ein bo shira kasa v'sifta zayin. What if you have a small pair of tzitzis that you know maybe is smaller than the minimum amount? So based on that prima gadim, so he also has other sfeikas regarding tzitzis. He says, what about kilayim? If something's wearing kilayim, he suggests maybe not only do they violate kilayim, but they violate hotzah on Shabbos. Vavi yodeya says the prima gadim here in the Eishel Avram on that Magen Avram. Sheni mesupak. Ha'im ha'yotze betalas kilayim b'shabbos. The yishlomer d'chayef kareis b'skila shein derech malbush d'aserhu. V'ayin Rashi Shabbos kufla amates v'chulu. So just like the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe here the Isra of Yom Kippur makes it into a masu for Shabbos. Maybe the Isra of kilayim makes it into a masu for Shabbos, and therefore you'd be chayef for that too. So that prima gadim is similar to that Minchas Chinuch. L'maskana, we say that, again, only leather shoes, or any type of shoe that is held together, even by something leather, is a problem, even if it's other type of material. But if you need the leather to hold the shoe together, the Maharam Shik writes in a Tshuva in Arachayim and Simon Shin Tezayin, that is also a problem. And again, the whole issue today, Rav Sorbach has a discussion in Chelik Vav Simon Chav Ches of Moadim Muzmanim. You know, nowadays, when we wear sneakers often all the time, or I might add, we wear Crocs, so, is there any issue of not wearing your regular shoes on Yom Kippur? As he said, it sounds like that the spirit of the law is not to wear what you normally wear on Yom Kippur. Right? You know, if somebody always wears sneakers, always wears Crocs, sounds like this. You should do something different. Again, that's not the Minhag Olam. He notes that, but, you know, that's what he would think. Me'at al-Achara, just to read the last paragraph, he has a three-page tshuva there. Roy la'dun b'chom medinu medina, heich ha'minhag, u'lahoros k'fi ha'klalam she'evenu, v'im yesh no'agim tamid la'tzeis behu, v'nirgash koshi ha'aretz, morin la'achmir, u'kshe'ein no'agim la'tzeis behu klal, v'koshi ha'aretz lo nirgash, sh'agumi kasha machra davar la'bracha. So it sounds like maybe it's a nice chumrah, but he continues, but again, me'ikar hadin, it's not leather, and it's not wood, then it would be okay. There's a lot of symbolism of nilas asado. We've quoted this before. Number one, why do we say, let's go back for a second, why do we say shasali called sarki in the morning? That's one of the berachas shachar. Mefarshim say we should have kavana about our shoes by shasali called sarki. Why? Why is shoes called sarki? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chavtes tells us that you should sell the roof beams in order to acquire shoes. Shoes are so important. Question one. The question two, why don't we wear shoes in the Makam Kadosh? Shal Na'alecha, by Shmos, by Yoshua, in the Makam HaMikdash. Why don't we wear shoes in the Kohanim when they duchen in a Makam Kadosh? So the Shlach Kadosh quotes the Marshal, the Ber Yosef quotes this in Parsha Shmos, the five levels of being. Domim, Someach, Chai, Medaber. We are on the top of the pyramid of the levels of being.
And wearing shoes reflects that authority and dominion over everything under us. Because wearing shoes is leather. We're using the being in life that is under us. And when we put on our shoes, you know, that is symbolic of that. Says the Ber Yosef, quoting all of the quoting the Shlach, quoting the Marshal.
V'zeo shomar kol shasa tachas raglav. Nimsa, shakol tachas ragle ha'adam, ukshalokeach ha'adam ha'or mi behema, la'asos min olim l'minrach kafragel, when we put on our shoes, mare b'yoser mevuar shu amoshal la'kol tachas raglav mamosh.
So we're showing our dominion and authority over everything under us. And that's sh'asali kol tzarki. That's all my tzrachim. That's what shoes symbolize. That's what it symbolizes. But, so maybe, says the Ber Yosef, in the name of the Marshal, and the Shlach, in the name of the Marshal, when it comes to a Makom Kadosh, we take off our shoes. We don't have dominion in this place. We want to recognize the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in charge here. Similar to, the Ber Yosef now quotes, the Gemara in Kiddush Davem Gimel, where the Gemara says that Uri Achiti was more of a Malchus. How? Machok, as Rashi Tosis, because he called David HaMelech, in front of David HaMelech, he called Yoav Adoni. He showed Adnus. He showed authority to someone else in front of the real king. So if you show adonis to yourself in front of the real king, it's also a problem. So maybe that's the makom kadosh reason. So maybe this is all, he doesn't connect it, maybe this is Yom Kippur too. Yom Kippur is a day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dominion. We had the Gemara earlier on Daf Chaf that HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's one day a year, there's not even a Satan. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain on Yom Kippur, and maybe that's another reason why we take off our shoes, because it is related to Yom Kippur. The Shulchan Aruch also says in Siman Beis, if you remember, that how it's important how we tie our shoes. It's fascinating, even how we tie our shoes, you know, is within the realm of halacha, but maybe it's dafkin, the area of shoes, right? Because, I mean, it's also other clothing, but this we're medaktik even on shoes, because shoes symbolize our control. So dafka, even in an area of our control, we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion as well. So it doesn't go to Kochi Bosem Yadi. Okay, we'll have to stop here. You know, there's one to say about Chalitza also. Look at the Sefer HaChinuch there, but we'll stop here regarding Ilas HaSandal.